Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone, and thanks for tuning in. And we got Larry on his phone, I think, down south. How are you doing there, Larry?
Oh, pretty good. I'm here.
Well, I'm glad you were able to get on. We're having all kinds of glitches in the phones. We're having glitches in Blog Talk and kind of what I would call censoring of what they consider to be, I guess, sensitive material. But the American people are the most censored people in the world, and they don't even know it. Before we get going, however, a couple of prayer requests. Ron Paul, our, congressman who fought for the Constitution, fought against the Federal Reserve, fought totally against the New World Order, was on a talk show tonight or today, and apparently had some sort of a medical situation. It almost looked like a stroke. Whether it was or not, I don't know. But anyway, we need prayer for him. He's one of the rare birds in Washington that was telling the truth to the American people. And, of course, he ran for president, and nobody wanted him. And so the American people have got what they've got. And it's just too bad. And the other one is Dorothy Crothers, who is a steadfast soldier of the Lord, and has worked many hours trying to help Night Shadows and others get going and get out there. So she's not feeling very well, and so we're asking for prayers for her. And I guess I can say that Satan is attacking the Christians left and right. And that ought to show the other people something. But what we got in our nation, I guess, is just a bunch of cowards. And they won't stand up for anything. And if you don't stand for anything, then you stand for nothing. And as Jesus Christ said, if the salt loses its flavor, it's good for nothing but to be trodden underfoot of man. And that's what we're watching. When you've got your military bowing down to communist Black Lives Matter, you've got sheriff departments, police departments bowing down and kissing the black boots of Black Lives Matter, then your nation is gone. And there is going to be, apparently anyway, no recovery. We would hope that that would turn around, but I don't know. What do you think, Larry? It just doesn't look like it could turn around, though.
Well, and you can read it later in the show, but we've had a couple of alerts come in about tomorrow's event, prayer march event with Franklin Graham in Washington, D.C. And by the way, I was on an earlier show with Augusto Perez, and his news hour turned into being really an exhortation to the people that won't stand up in America, and especially the Christians that don't, I guess, want to stand up. But anyway, listen, let me read something real quick, get your opinion. This mm-hmm. is a prophetic word from Glenda Lomax. I think everybody knows of her. Anyway, here's the word that just came out she just gave. She says, "My people are not ready for war. They hesitate to even use weapons I gave them. I left my word. They are people faint of heart, unaccustomed to bloodshed, not courageous in battle." What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. I'd have to agree with that. Totally. We got a bunch of snowflakes, cowards. That's what even Jeremiah talks about the American men as being nothing but cowards. And they won't stand up, and we've got proof of that now. When you see the law enforcement arm bowing down to communism, and literally several of them laying on the ground, not just bending the knee, but laying on the ground. When you have congressmen like Pelosi and the rest of those guys taking the knee, you got a problem in America. It's gone. And people just don't want to believe that. They cannot accept that. And this is going to go down to horrific times, and people just don't want to hear it. Dana Coverstone, you know, the poor guy that's evidently the Lord has used him for some dreams and visions that are coming true, and all he does is get whacked by people who don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear this stuff. They want their brats and their football games and their baseball games. Don't be telling me that this godly nation America is going to be judged. Well, I hate to, you know, shoot a bullet through your balloon, but America is under judgment, and those judgments are going to get exceedingly worse and worse and worse. And as the Bible says, God is not going to stop. And you can read it in Deuteronomy chapter 28 if you don't believe it, because it applies to America. It applies to any nation, actually, especially to America, which was blessed greatly by the Creator. And he said if you would continue to do as he had requested, as he had commanded, then you would be blessed, and you would be blessed, and you would be blessed, and you would rise up to be the greatest nation the world had ever seen. And that's exactly what happened when we were blessed, because we were at one time a godly nation. But we weren't paying any attention to the back door as these filthy, rotten globalist and world order people, communists, infiltrated. It was in the Illuminati protocols that they were going to infiltrate government down to the local level, infiltrate the pulpits and destroy Christianity, infiltrate the police departments. They've done it all. It's happened. It's not out in the future. You're living through part of it, the very, very early part of it. But it's going to get far, far worse. And the American people are responsible for it. Yeah, you can blame people like Obama and Clinton and Bush and all these evil people, but they're all controlled by Satan. They just don't know it, because most of the Christians even will not even acknowledge Satan exists. They think it's mythology, some nebulous force out there. No, it isn't. He's very real, or Jesus Christ is a liar. Because Jesus said in the scriptures that Satan took him up to a high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world. Well, how is that possible if Satan's not alive and well? I don't know, Larry, where all the thinking is gone. I don't think they don't think anymore. We've got pastors in our churches, because they've been infiltrated, that are liars. They are treasonous liars against Jesus Christ and against all their parishioners. We got proof of that when Homeland Security went in and tried to get the clergy project to get the pastors to go into the FEMA camps and console the men who had lost their wives because they were all divided up, and the mothers whose children were taken away from them in this most evil of enterprises. And this is all part of mystery. It's all part of masonry. And the Masons are going to wish they'd never been born. They should read their Bible. Masonry is outlined in the scriptures. It's very, very clear who they are. It's also very, very clear what they do. It's also very clear what God thinks of them and what he's going to do to them. It's sad, because Masonry has infiltrated the Roman Catholic Church. It's infiltrated the Protestant churches. It's infiltrated the new can't say, well, the New World Order, of course, obviously. They're the ones really bringing it about. It's called mystery. And I don't know, Larry, I just, you were a police officer. It appears to me from the patches that police wear, many of them are very Masonic. And it appears to me that the police, sheriff departments and whatnot appear to be the arm of Masonry. I was in the Gideons for a while, and we had a Mason there, and twice I have witnessed Masons, high-level Masons, on their deathbed, and both of them said, as they're dying, what do I have to do to get right with God? They knew at that last moment that Masonry was a total falsehood, it was a lie, and now they're going to go to eternal ruin. And all of a sudden, the fear strikes them. What must I do now? And of course, there's nothing they can do, because if you read Proverbs, it says, you know, when your fear comes, I gave you commandments and you mocked them. I told you what to do. You said, no, you wouldn't. And now, on your deathbed, and your fear is here, I'm going to mock you. I'm not going to help you. I'm not going to even listen to you. They go into eternal ruin. This whole New World Order stuff is just a lie out of Satan's. That's all it is. It's a total lie. Their New World Order is nothing but a total lie. COVID-19, it's a total lie. They are manufacturing these nanobots to kill off humanity. That's all they're doing. They hate God, they hate life, and they love death. That's what they love, hence the Georgia Guidestones. Hence people like Deagle.com and a 200 million reduction in America's, population. It's all there, folks. And I've tried to warn Deep State, God loves humanity. He really does. I've seen God's love. There are no words to describe it. He loves humanity. But Satan is the overlord. He's very real. He is a liar. He's a deceiver. And he deceives the entire planet. It's right there in the book of Revelation. That old serpent who deceiveth the whole world. Believe me, he's real. And if people would do what Jesus Christ commanded them to do, they'd run into Satan fairly quickly. And they won't do it, so they don't even believe. And there, here we are, Larry, with a so-called Christian church that's neither Christian nor a true church. It's all baloney. It's all a lie. It's just too bad people won't dig out their Bible and read it. I spent 30 years warning people, get out your Bible and read it and study it. Do word studies. Don't take anybody's word for it. Not mine either. Nobody's. Do what Jesus Christ commanded you to do. Seek, ask, knock, strive, and labor, and find the truth. Christians won't do that. They'll listen to Billy Graham, or they'll listen to these prosperity preachers and all of that. It's all a lie. Every bit of it doesn't line up with the scriptures at all. Too bad. Anyway, here's something that I should reach. This March, who is this from, Larry?
Which one do you have? There's one I sent you from Alex Cuppett and Brother Bob.
Yeah, this is the one from Cuppett.
Okay.
Listen to this one, folks. This March, this is talking about Franklin Graham and the return march in Washington. This march is not going to turn out well because the Lord says, pray in secret, I'll reward you openly. That's absolutely true. So what are we got? These people out there praying openly and trying to be holy and all this. It's a bunch of garbage. It's in total violation of Scripture. It's like God doesn't mean what he says. He says, go into your prayer closet and pray. Let nobody else see what you're praying. It's like giving. Don't be going out there and trying to prove how great you are by what you gave. You know, maybe you get a name on a plaque or something. You've got your reward. That name on your plaque is the only reward you're going to get. Much better if you got, if you're a millionaire, you give $1 million and nobody knows where it came from. But you know where it came from, and God knows where it came from. Anyway, Al Cupper. Number one, have fought for 3 days and break in anywhere, Larry, not to share what the Father has been sharing. Franklin Graham is being targeted for an open and very messy shock and awe and assassination during the prayer march. We get into why this is going on big time all over America right now. It's already beginning. One lone wolf and at least one hit squad are involved. Number four, it's intended as a message to the Christians, all inclusive, no exceptions, that any form of visages of the Bible and Christianity will no longer be tolerated in this country. Its roots are Antifa, communists, Black Lives Matter, communists, Islam, especially the Nation of Islam, which hates America. So number five, there are already in place and awaiting the prayer march for protesters to protest this gross hatred against people of color, which is also a lie. I got to tell you something about Black Lives Matter and Antifa. They're liars. They are satanically controlled liars. They're being used by the global deep state. And when this is over, they're going to be all rounded up, Antifa, Black Lives Matter. They're going to be rounded up, and they're going to be executed along with their families because this is the way they've always done it. And they're too stupid to know that. They're just being used. Anyway, number six. Let's see. Oh, number five. There are already in place an awaiting prayer march for protesters to protest this gross hatred against people of color. Number six, why? Because the Bible specifically states that no man comes to the Father but by me, Jesus of Nazareth. Hence, the King James Version of the Bible is specifically targeted, but it also emphatically states there is no other way nor means to be saved except through Jesus of Nazareth. Well, they hate that. They hate this exclusivity. Who is this guy that came down here and claimed he was God, that he had created the universe, that he was the creator of humankind? What kind of arrogance and haughtiness is this idiot going around claiming? They hate that exclusivity. Only problem is, he was telling the truth. And people hate the truth. No, they want to hear smooth things, as the Bible says. And so what do we have? We have all these prophecies. Oh, America's great, godly, and nothing's going to happen here. They've been saying that for years. Everything they said is now a lie. Total lie. Instead of prosperity that they were telling everybody was going to happen, what do we have? Bankruptcies, houses being foreclosed on, apartment people being thrown out into the street. Where's the prosperity, you prosperity preachers? You're nothing but satanic liars, every one of you. If you don't repent, your judgment and your damnation, just like Peter says, slumbereth not. You're going to go to hell. Whether you like it, whether you believe it, whether you want to laugh at it and mock it, doesn't change it. The words of the Bible are there, and you can't change it. Oh, you might try. It's not going to make any difference. You're dead in the water anyway. Humanity is the planet of the living dead. It's a prison house. That's why Jesus came here in the first place, to bail you out. Okay. The Bible teachings exclusive rather than inclusive. That makes the Bible a book of hatred, a bloodlust cult against all people of color, all people in the world, actually, therefore must be banned. That's essentially correct in what they're saying. See, the Bible teaches about tolerance. They view it as intolerant. It's just amazing how they twist everything. Number seven, Christians involved in this prayer march will, A, become known through facial recognition software and categorized as potential threats to the new norm in America. What they're talking about, they will become enemies of the state. The state has been taken over. It's no longer America, folks. It hadn't been for a long time. You got a whole bunch of traitors in our Congress, in our Senate, in our intelligence operations, I guess you could call them. There's only one solution, according to the Lord Jesus Christ, for America. It is so corrupt. It is so far gone. His solution is nukes. Read your Bible. America is going to be destroyed coast to coast, east to west, north to south. That's what it says. So people better start facing up to the facts of Scripture. You're going to die. Everyone dies. The only question is where do you go after you die? Well, the Bible tells you that as well. Anyway, says the media will use the opportunity to show and demonstrate that Christians and Christianity is hypocritical because they consider that their teachings are the only true truth. Well, that's really not their teaching. That's the teaching of the Lord Jesus Christ himself. He said, I am the truth. There is no other truth. Ultimate truth. Many truths here on planet Earth. Natural truths, I guess you could call them. Okay, abusive language, threats, physical intimidation, spitting on participants, weapons banished and possibly used, and one or more of these peaceful protesters go forward with their threats and apply physical and up-close confrontations to bring fear into the minds, souls, and spirits of those in this prayer march. The hatred for Christians in America is growing by leaps and bounds. All your mainstream media mock it. Fox News is the only one that didn't, and I'm not sure where they stand now. Larry, what's your take on Fox when it comes to the Christians? I'm beginning to see a weakening there, and they're starting to mock some of it.
Yeah, there's a split. In Fox. Matter of fact, Fox Business is more of a news outlet, basically, than Fox News. But what's interesting, Stuart, is I saw an InfoWars cartoon yesterday that really was interesting. It had a huge gorilla in the Fox studio, and it was watching everything. You know, the gorilla in the room, and it had the face of George Soros. What do you think?
Well, I'm amazed. I think George Soros should tell the American people about what's really going on. George Soros is an American citizen. He's double. I think he has citizenship in Hungary or someplace other than America. He's a dual citizen. All right. He is committing, at the very least, sedition on a very high scale. And in my book, high treason. Why is George Soros still walking around? That's a question everybody needs to ask. And the answer is because nobody in deep state is ever going to go to prison. Why? Because deep state's not going to prosecute deep state. They're all in this together. Psalm 2 makes no exceptions to any world leader. Psalm 2 says that the world leaders get together and conspire against Jesus Christ, God the Father, and the Holy Ghost. No one is exempt. So now you know why George Soros is working, walking around, why Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, all these guys are still walking around. They're not going to do anything to them. It's all malarkey. It's all a play. And what you're watching is a play that's being carried out in front of the American people. Oh, well, next week, you just wait. There's going to be indictments. Then it's next week after that, and then it's the next week after that. I've been listening to QAnon now for almost 4 years. These guys are going to be in orange jumpsuits and Gitmo, they said, years ago. I haven't seen that happen. They may throw a few of them to the dogs just for the fun of it, but none of the major players are going anywhere. However, they don't have to worry about the people of the United States. They're too comatose to do anything. They're not going to rise up and do a thing. They need to worry about Jesus Christ, who foretold in his prophecies all about what these rich men are doing, and they're doing it. So I don't understand how otherwise very wise people can't understand that this was all foreseen 2,500 years ago, written down in the book, even identifies the rich men of the earth, tells us who they are. And they can't see it, nor can they ever see it. They have to do what they have to do, and as I said before, Jesus Christ has to do to them what he has to do. Anyway, any responses for these participants in the prayer march will be seen or showed that these people are a real danger to America. That's exactly right. That's what this is all about. What does Psalm 2 say the ultimate goal is? For the rich men of the earth and the global new world order, it is to get rid of Christianity. That's the goal. There is no other goal. As far as the rest of the masses of the people, they're just going to be liquidated. They're just going to be killed. That's what this whole thing is about. I don't know why people can't see it, but they can't. Anyway, if and when shots are fired and people are wounded and killed, it'll be spun that it all started with some fringe lunatic from the far right, typical Republican or conservative, some evangelical Christian overreacting to a peaceful protest from these peaceful protesters, the real face of the new norm and the America of the future for all peace-loving peoples of the world. And that is the motto, of course, of the Communist United Nations. It is amazing to watch this stuff come to pass. Not a word is referenced that America is a republic. Larry, when was the last time you heard even our congressmen or senators refer to America as a republic? I haven't heard that. They always use democracy, which is a lie.
Well, the only one I'm aware of was Ron Paul, and of course he apparently had a stroke today, and they pushed him aside and kept him out of most of America's politics over the last number of years, and really almost killed his son Rand Paul.
Yeah.
You know, they are not going to allow a republic because they actually don't even want a democracy. They now want socialism or communism. They want another Cuba, another Venezuela, Nicaragua, Russia.
Yeah, I
the
think
old
so.
Russia, you know.
I think so, because the American people are not standing up against this. This is a communist coup, and they're just doing nothing. It's like this COVID-19. It's a witchcraft. It's a spell. And people can't see it for what it is. It's, you know, I don't know. It's just amazing to me. Then Mike from around the world had a very strange, and I'm wondering if you can maybe think about this one. Trump is seen standing behind a casket of another man standing there, and he is suddenly found occupying the casket, coffin, whatever you want to call it. apparently the scene was on stone steps. And Mike heard this phrase the other day, which is a clue that this event is about to occur. Do you know any what that could be about? Is, and it says this undoing or this person causes so much trouble. People are inconsolable after this important person dying. The country will break into many diverse factions at this time. It's time for people to live by faith, not by proof. What do you think?
Well, that almost made me think of Ruth Bader Ginsburg that just suddenly died.
I was thinking the same thing.
And remember, today they took her casket down the steps there. That one step at a time. Very, very interesting.
Well, that's what he said. So then he says the military will take over because of the turmoil. And the people will be very angry and already in motion, and nothing will solve it. I'm not asking anybody to believe what Mike has to say, but it's very, very interesting. He says a quake will happen in Southern California after an event in Mexico. The Lord speaks through inconveniences. The fires in California are a warning to leave. If the Lord wants you to leave, he can do a lot of different things to force it. Anyway, the Grand Canyon, he says, will slam into itself as nonstop tremors begin in California and the ground tilts alarmingly. Then he says Earth is approaching the point of these meteor storms. Well, that's what Dana Coverstone says. It's around October, November that these things begin. Any more word on that, Larry, that you've heard?
No, but I find it interesting. We were talking about the this march that is now set to be an announcement date tomorrow also during this march for Ginsburg's replacement by Trump. And the timing of this, of course, is the Sabbath. It's feast time. This thing is just incredible, and I think you had some data on that or some numbers on that, didn't you?
Yeah, there's, Tabernacles is on the 26th. That's tomorrow. And it's very odd how they're playing this by the numbers. And we had an earthquake on Reunion Island. It was a 4-4, which is a 4-11. The Lord is giving signs all over if people would only wake up to them. Anyway, here's another one. My friends, I am not an alarmist. I'm not. But I heard something tonight that scared the pants off me. Many of you know me in person and not just on Facebook, and you know that I have many contacts all through government that I've developed over decades of service. I'm nothing special, but I do have these avenues. And I was told today that on or soon after Election Day, a true revolt and uprising will take place. It's being organized now. This came from someone in government who told me he's extremely concerned. Well, he should be, because this is America going down, folks. America, Babylon, is fallen. We fall from within. We're all but destroyed from without. Why? Deuteronomy 28, read it. That's why. There is no repentance in the land. They don't even know what the word means. And there are two types of repentance. They're very, very different. Godly repentance is wholly different than worldly repentance. And the people of America won't even repent on a worldly basis, let alone a godly basis. I don't know. We're headed for trouble. Anyway, Trump will be and is preparing to declare martial law nationwide. I told you before, be very, very careful about Trump. If Biden wins, the left will and is actively planning to unleash fury on the nation and the citizenry as payback for the past 4 years of Trump, Biden and Harris will sit back and let this happen. And, of course, they will use their minions, you know, the police, the attorney generals, the governors, and the mayors, that are going to just sit back and allow all of this to take place. And they're not going to do anything about it. And that's part of the plan. Until it gets to the point where the people openly are begging the government to do something, they will. Martial law. You'll never get your freedoms back, because once they declare martial law, you will never, ever see the Constitution or our republic ever again. It's gone. And that's been the plan for years, right there in the Illuminati playbook. That's what they said they were going to do. Believe them. That's what they are going to do. Anyway, again, you know, I've never been an alarmist, but the source of this information and place in government is unimpeachable. I was shocked in the info. So there you go, Larry. It sounds like this is all going down very fast.
Yeah, it does appear that way. You know, we really need to be on a watch for this really all day tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, because they're also purporting, and I watched Fox Business and some of those all day looking at the protesters. I don't even know why we call them protesters, anarchists, they're insurgents.
It's yeah, a coup. Terrorists.
But yep. Yeah, but of course we can't say that. Nobody says that. And so they're just, you know, the little protesters. But they're really planning a lot of trouble in a lot of major cities, I believe, this weekend, if the information's correct. So, you know, I would advise people to prepare for that, and I wouldn't go far from home. I'm not telling people to stay home, but I'm telling people I don't know if I'd do a lot of traveling towards major cities. There's a lot of trouble out there, and it's brewing quick.
Yep. It is, and they can lock down a city and the roadways, and you're stuck. Wherever you are, you're just going to be stuck. And it's going to be really hell on earth. They just had a house burn in one of the suburbs of Minneapolis. The guy had a Trump sign out in front. They don't know exactly yet who did it, but Black Lives Matter and Antifa probably were involved in it. And what they did, I guess they poured accelerants around the whole house, lit it off. They got out all right. And I guess the fire people got there quick enough to, I don't know if it saved the house. I think it did, but the garage is gone. And this is a suburb, folks. This is a suburb. They're going to move out into the suburbs, and they're going to burn houses, and they're going to kill people. Maybe you got a young mother running her little baby carriage. They're going to come along and they're going to kill them. Because this is how you, the communists, do things. This is how you destabilize a nation. And this is what's going on. They're destabilizing America to bring her down. You are watching the fall of America. And what I just don't understand is why people are sitting back twiddling their thumbs, Larry. They're doing nothing. They're not even trying to recall these communist governors, these communist mayors. The citizens are doing absolutely nothing.
Well, it's also getting worse every day in Portland again, too. And that's what Lou Dobbs said tonight. He was in absolute shock. He had Laura Logan on, who does some reporting from out there. And he was asking her, why do these people put up with this? Why do they live in this hell? Why do they not just go take out or remove that mayor that's causing this and allowing it to happen, and ruling these police forces and making them stand by and watch? And she said she really didn't even know. She says the people just won't engage.
Yeah, it is. And it's I don't know how to word this, but even in your police departments, your sheriff departments, there are a lot of really good people in there. And unfortunately, when this thing really starts to go down, they're going to be counted as the enemy as well. And so probably they're just going to have to go home and protect their own families rather than take to the streets and try to defend the neighborhood. This is going to get really, really nasty, and there's nothing much you can do to stop it. In fact, there isn't anything at this point because it's a judgment from the Lord. Again, you said you had a Bible code you wanted to talk about, a Torah code.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting because it kind of dovetails in what we were mentioning earlier. And oddly enough, and this kind of ties in also to this dream I had.
Yes.
You know, we talked about that earlier. And in this dream, you know, I received this check. I really won't go into it. I mean, it's, but what I got from the dream, I'll just put what I got from the dream was that basically, we've had our chance in America as far as abortion goes, and the Lord's drawn a line. He's through. I really believe, and I'm not telling people not to, I don't tell anybody to believe me, but I'm saying I'm pretty well persuaded he's through, because mm-hmm. not only did America murder and slaughter children and those that were still in the womb and have been for years now, millions and millions of them, America is also the leader of abortion around the world continually
yes.
for years now. And I'm shocked that the Lord put up with it this long. However, you know, I really believe in this dream. I was shown that it's about time to pivot, that we're pivoting now. It's not really time. We're already doing it. There's already a pivot towards Israel, and there's also coming of the Lord lining up. You can't see it with your natural eyes, but that don't mean anything. But I think that the Lord's drawn a line. He's through with America as far as the abortion issue. I was thinking about that today, and you know what? You know, the American people, that's another thing they won't engage about, because literally they hate it. They seem to hate ISIS, and we took out ISIS, and ISIS, all they would do really was burn bodies. They would kill people and burn bodies and drown them and smother them and cut their heads off. And we call that horrific. But have you ever seen how they go into the womb and they tear all the arms and the legs off of that baby? They tear the head off of that baby. They take the brain out of the head even. They take all the organs out of the body of that baby, and they sell pieces of that baby all over the world. I don't think people realize how horrific that we are worse than ISIS, and America has tolerated. Now, I don't personally think that it was by chance that Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the Supreme Court abortionist, if you will,
yep.
the leader of abortion, the one that they idolized over abortion, I don't think it's was a sudden thing that she suddenly died. You know, I think the plan all along probably was for her to outlast Trump. That's the plan.
Yes.
That was the plan. But you know what? I'm beginning to think, because I looked at a Torah code from Barry Rothman that came out the other day, just after she passed, and that Torah code seems to indicate that there's a little vengeance here, vengeance from the Lord.
Yep.
That maybe the Lord didn't choose for her to outlast Trump, if you will. And by the way, here's the code. I'll read one of them with the long phrase in it, but the phrase is really odd. And, you know, a lot of the codes are just usually, you know, words.
Mm-hmm.
But this matrix has a phrase in it that really sticks out to me, and here it is. Barry Rothman, on September the 22nd, he did a Torah code. He titled it, Judge Ginsburg Passes. Her idea of law was opposite Jewish law, and he's talking about abortion, of course,
mm-hmm.
and the taking of life. But anyway, here it is. Number one, Ginsburg. Number two, Ruth. Number three, Judge. I don't think they have to worry about where this code's going or what it's about, because it called her not only a judge, it gave her first and last name. Then number four, homosexual. Number five, baby. Number six, appointer. Number seven, Clinton. Number eight, abortion. Number nine, the murderer. 11,
ooh.
War. But here's the phrase. Now, this phrase really jumped out to me, Stuart, because all along I've kind of been wondering, you know, she just was hanging on to life, it seemed like, and all the media was on how well she was doing and all of this, and suddenly we got word she passed, and like it came out of nowhere. But listen to this phrase, Stuart. I'd like your opinion. Number 10 in this matrix about Ginsburg is, "Avenger of the blood shall put to death."
Wow. Wow. Well, I imagine she knows better now. But what do you do? I mean, even our own Congress has done really nothing to stop this bloodbath of the innocent. And I've said before, if the Lord were to take adult lives for the babies we have killed, I don't think there'd be anybody left in the United States. And we are going to pay for it. They hate life, and they love death. They're twisted. They're twisted people, and they love death. They love it to the point where the Georgia Guidestones, they carve it into granite. We got to get rid of all of these millions and billions of people because they love death. They relish in the blood of human sacrifice. It's no different than what was going on long ago. It's been going on for a long, long time. America, the people of the world are fallen, and that includes you. You're fallen creatures, planet of the living dead, going to Genesis. Death. It's the way it is.
And,
anyway.
And Stuart, it's, I'll read this second matrix that he ran on Ginsburg, because it's odd that we're talking about this, but Trump tomorrow, unless something stops it, is going to announce her replacement, and it's so odd that he's announcing it on the 26th, because not only has that got to do with Jewish feast times and the point in time we're at, but also, you know, so many other things. But here's the second matrix that it ran, and I think this is self-explanatory. Number one, Ginsburg. Number two, Sodom and Gomorrah. Number three, civil. Number four, war. Number five, the murderer. Number six, homosexual. Number seven, abortion. Now, they may be having her on the Capitol steps, and they may be all of her worshipers, if you will, that, you know, worshipped her and what she was in that court. And they treated her like a queen at the Supreme Court.
Yes.
The Torah code doesn't speak that well about her. And so, you know, like Stuart, like you've told a lot of people, Stuart, it's not so much what you get talked about here on earth. Boy, when it's a little further past that time frame and you're into eternity one way or the other, it's going to be a different story.
Yep. Yep. It's people don't, I think they, how do I word this? It's kind of like the Lord or the Creator is a nebulous concept, and Satan, therefore, is just some nebulous concept, and they view the Bible as a book of old wives' tales, and it's just a blood religion. It's intolerant, it's bigoted, blah, blah, blah. In truth, of course, God is very bigoted and very intolerant because he's laid down what he considers you are to do. And he says, I'm going to do what I want to do, and nobody's going to stop me. And, of course, we can't wrap our mind around what that actually means, but we're beginning to see it. Before we go, I wanted to get into what Barry talked about here on the show on Wednesday. And that was about the UFO and the Antarctica stuff. So I just wanted to briefly, Larry, break in anywhere. He was talking about the Bible codes that or the Torah codes that talk about the UFO, Antarctica, Hitler, and the Fourth Reich. And by the way, that show was not even put up until the next day. And, of course, like usual, when they censor something and they're reviewing something, they give you all kinds of excuses as to why it didn't show up, but it didn't. Finally, it is up. But people had a lot of trouble trying to find it. Anyway, the UFO situation in Antarctica is very, very real. And Hitler probably, who knows whether he's alive or not, if they have these life-sustaining methods that they talk about, he could very easily still be alive. We don't know. And anyway, it's the rise really of the Fourth Reich, of the rich. That's part of the Bible codes. They have had anti-gravity now for a long time. Long time. The TR3B types, the cosmospheres, which are huge, by the way. They're really cargo ships for Mars and Alternative 3, Mars and the backside of the moon. I wrote a book about it. It's called Danny Dougal and the Lords of Mars. Nobody wanted it, so I thought it was a pretty good book. You reviewed it, didn't you, Larry, if I remember right?
Yeah, I did, and it was actually a marvelous book, and it was written, I think you wrote it originally for young people
yes.
to give them a little bit of knowledge about portals and saucers and Mars and aliens, et cetera, et cetera, and it seemed to go nowhere, but, I mean, it was a marvelous book, and I really wished it was out there on Amazon in maybe Kindle or ebook form.
Yeah, it's. I should do that. I got very, very discouraged because nobody seemed to have any interest in it, whatever. And they're soon going to have an interest in Mars, a very big interest in Mars, and anti-gravity craft, and TR-3Bs, and cosmospheres. All this is going to come out, all of it. And Hitler in Argentina first. In fact, I guess he was in Argentina for a little while, and then he went to Antarctica. And there, they ran into aliens. And I want to read something here that a person sent to us. I'm not going to identify him. Each time I hear about Antarctica and UFOs, World War II, I think of what my dad shared. He was in the Navy on a transport ship. He said crafts or UFOs did come out of the water during World War II along their ship. And he also said they did take officers to Antarctica to drop off there during World War II. Never said why. He may not have known why. He worked gunnery control fire unit. Coordinates for gunnery. I believe I shared this before, and probably did, and maybe I didn't even see it. But anyway, said he worked for a state education and made many trips to Fort, I can't think of the name, it's the one that buried.
Hachua.
Anyway, so here you have a person who was there seeing these craft rise up out of the water. Now, I've seen a Heinabu. I was sitting out on my lawn one day, and it was a clear blue sky except for puffy little clouds, and all of a sudden I see this silver disc, looked more like chrome than silver, just moving silently through the cloud, not a sound anywhere, nothing. And then 300 to 400 people in Wisconsin saw these cosmospheres. They're huge. So when I was told that they were like a mile or even larger long, and they have these anti-gravity engines, it's absolutely true. These cosmospheres, I saw two of them on the same day. A whole bunch of people in Wisconsin saw them. They reported it was written up in the papers. They were just hovering, sitting there. And they were probably, that was during a big solar event. And my thought was they were just coming down into the higher atmospheres and just riding out the big solar storm before they left wherever their destination was.
Hey,
but
Stuart,
anyway, yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to dovetail something in here real quick. I had sent you I posted it on my blog today, we're having a lot of geomagnetic storms right now,
yes.
And They recently at over at Tromsø, Norway. I sent a photograph, space weather captured, that shows not only the atmosphere and the sky, but the water and the land and every object totally green. And that kind of is weird because it made me think of the color chloros or green,
yes.
The pale horse. And
pale
by the
horse.
Way, I just wanted to tell you, we've been getting reports all day long of magnetosphere, and I think tomorrow or the next day we're supposed to have a geomagnetic storm, a big one. Well, I just got an alert as you were talking on my phone of a C-class solar flare has just come off the sun.
Wow. Well, here we are in Tabernacles, soon going into, or not Tabernacles, but Atonement. Okay, getting back to this, Admiral Byrd was defeated. He went down there in Operation High Jump, and he came back with his tails between his legs, and he said, we have enemies that can fly from pole to pole very rapidly. Much of Hitler's UFO research, of course, fell into the hands of the USA and the Soviets. You might want to watch the movie Iron Sky, folks, because it depicts an alien arrival. Really, it's Project Bluebeam, because it's a Fourth Reich from Moon and Mars. Now, when I did the research on Mars, from their own photographs, I found two circular, large UFOs sitting on a ramp, very easily spotted. Anyway, these things are real, and I'm warning you, you're going to see it. You're going to watch an arrival. Now, I don't know whether the Christians will be removed at the time of the arrival or whether we're going to actually watch it. But we are going to see all this stuff. And like Larry just said, the frequencies are changing. We're under magnetic storms. Plasma events are increasing the world over. Things are changing very, very rapidly. Any last word there, Larry, you've got for us?
Well, I would just tell people to really be cautious this weekend. Matter of fact, from now on, probably till after the election, not that it'll
yes.
get better after the election. We're going into unprecedented times, and I just hope and pray everyone is prepared for this, and also prepare for communications problems, because not only are we having them now, they're going to increase.
Yeah, the Bible prophets said that Babylon, America, get thou into darkness. Get thou into silence, which would be indicative of the fact that not only do we have an EMP event, a major EMP event, but of some type, or our electrical grid is hacked. I've often wondered why anyone would set up an electrical grid the way they have set it up, so that if one section goes down, the entire whole thing can go down. I mean, that's got to be deliberate or willful ignorance. Kind of like having China run our computer boards and using it in our military. I mean, I don't know how stupid people can be, but that's kind of stupid when you've got a rank enemy that tells you they're the enemy and you still do it. It's called treason in my book, but that's just me. Tinfoil hat. What else, Larry? We got a minute and a half left.
Okay, I again would kind of tell people to keep an eye on the news tomorrow and begin
yes.
to watch this. And we're getting a lot of warnings. And Stuart, one thought that crossed my mind, and I like your opinion, the real battleground may become people's front yards.
I think it will be. We had a house just burned in the suburbs of Minneapolis, and they're going to do this, folks. They're going to be coming house to house. And if you're not armed, you're at their mercy, and they won't hesitate to kill you. They're satanic. They love death. You're in a communist coup. All you got to do is go and look at how the communists did it before. And it's a combination of things. We'll have to get into that later. But anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. And we'll just have to watch and see what comes down next. Not a lot of war news, but look for World War III. It's coming. Good night, folks.